We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
We'd just like to remind you as well, this is the first day of our end-of-year mini-drive here now. We're coming up to the end of June. That's very important for us here on WILO because that is the last day of our fiscal year. We raise money one year that we spend in the next year. And we try very hard to, that is our managers and people who make programming, they sit down and they try to figure out what they're going to need to keep the station going in the next year. Then they set goals. And as we move throughout the year, we try to hit those goals so we can stay on track to the big goal, the money that will pay for next year's programming. So we need to have that money in the bank. The money for next year's programming has to be in the bank by the end of the month. That's why what we're doing right now is really important. It's our opportunity to say to people, if you listen to the station and you like the programming and you're not a supporter, we'd like you to stand up and be counted and make a contribution that will help us meet this big goal and keep the station strong and continue to do programs you value. So here's the bottom line here. We want you to call in and make a pledge. You can do that right now if you want. The area code is 217. The number is 244-9455. Okay, so 217-244-9455. If you want, you can also do it online, and I think more and more people are choosing to make their contributions that way. You can go to our web site, and you will find a place to pledge there, or you can go to willpledge.org. Any way you do it, however you do it, it's real important because the listener support is a big chunk of the budget here. And over the years, it's just gotten bigger and bigger. And that's a good thing because the other sources have gotten smaller and smaller. So that's what we hope that you will do. You can do that this morning, and we would appreciate it. We are also here to look for, listen to your comments on programming that we do here on the station. Every once in a while, and actually we've been doing this for a long time, for many, many years, we have our station managers and our program directors, people like that, come and sit down in front of the microphone and take comments, which is a pretty brave thing, actually, I think, to say whatever's on your mind. If there's something you like, well, that's always nice. But if there's something that you don't like, you just want to tell us what you like and what you don't, that's great. Whatever is on your mind. You have questions about the station, give us a call. 333-9455, toll-free, 800-222-9455. If you'd like to send us an email, well, you can do that too. Will-talk, that's the address. In any way you want to do it, we're open to your comments. And our guests here, Mark Leonard, he's our general manager for Illinois Public Media, and Jay Pierce, he is the director of Created Content. So whatever's on your mind, I think we're getting somebody lined up here. You can give us a call. Hey, thanks very much for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Is there anything in particular you wanted to mention just before we go to start taking calls? No? They're looking at each other like, you? You?
Well, it's, you know, the end of the fiscal year, we talk a lot about memberships. You know, we've been in the news with federal funding threats and state funding threats. You know, just a reminder yet again that it's the members of WILL who have been the most resilient source of funding, that even when we are suffering from other sources going down, the members are what keep the station stable and the programs on the air. Mm-hmm. So we don't thank our members enough.
I think that's good. And to follow up, you know, we keep track of all of the problems that other stations are having around the country. Excuse me. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for instance, the government, the state government there zeroing out state funding to public broadcasting in Florida. The governor line item vetoed most of the state funding to public broadcasting. Stations are having, you know, layoffs at various places. Television stations dropping. New Hampshire, yeah. Television stations dropping PBS affiliation. It's a heck of a world out there. And, of course, you know, it's been no secret the challenges to keeping the federal funding intact. But, you know, we're working hard here, and I think that Mark's exactly right. You know, we need to thank our listeners for providing at least some kind of a stable source of income to keep programs coming when we just sometimes day-to-day don't even know the status of other funding, let alone the amounts that we might be receiving from the state, for instance. The university has challenges, too, because its state funding is, you know, subject to kind of the same thing ours is. You don't know when you'll get it. You don't know how much exactly it's going to be. So thanks to listeners for, you know, thank all of you for providing at least some kind of stability in providing finances for us to be able to serve you.
All right. We have a caller. We'll go right there. Line number one, Urbana. Hello.
A couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
I really love Media Matters, and I love the program at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. It is just so clever and much fun.
Yeah.
I'm usually doing my laundry and hanging it out on the back line, and I'm laughing and howling and smiling. It's really nice.
It's a clever show.
Yes. I love BBC. I like it in the morning and at noon, and unfortunately, if I'm awake in the middle of the night, I listen to it. It's so important to hear a different point of view when anything is going on than what we're getting even on NPR, because some of it is just... But I would like to make a suggestion about some... I do use your website quite a bit to look things up, but I have never seen a map of your coverage area that shows who's in it and who's not and when it's on and when it's off. And I would be interested in knowing what the potential number of people is in that area. And then, I mean, unless it's not a good PR thing, I'd like to know what percentage of us are actually funding the station and some idea about how many people that have the money and many of us do not. Now I can't get TV without cable, and I made a decision that I would not do cable and continue to contribute so that I could listen to the radio anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it strikes me, if you can tell how many people are listening and what proportion are listening and not paying, we could take a look and say, look, if everybody of us joined at 40, we'd have more money than we ever had.
Yeah, and you're right about that. You will find a coverage map on our website. If you go to the bottom, there's a section that's about WILL. You'll find thing that says technical information there. If you just poke around it a little bit, it's way at the bottom. In, you know, there's a little row of things. And
I would not have found.
Yeah,
that.
You'll find it, and you'll find a coverage map for radio and for television, and you can kind of you know, figure it out yourself if you want to go through populations and the like. I think we estimate, you know, it's hard, but. 10% maybe, because here's the thing. We have, you know, we have people who contribute to both radio and television, so it's hard to say we have this many precisely, and it's hard to know. When you look at audience numbers, we can tell you how many different people listen to radio, but some of them watch television too. So, but the rough estimate, Mark's right, is about 1 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. So if we had 9 out of 10 more,
you know, and that has been really constant throughout the years.
It has.
And that's you know, reflects kind of the national averages. We you know, pledge drives, we try to get it up to 2 in 10, but there's a certain percentage who will take that responsibility seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, hang in there, and I love Media Matters, and I love Sunday at 10.
Well, you got a 2-hour Media Matters coming up this weekend.
I know. Okay?
Bill Moyers has promised to call in
during that time, so they get
there. You go.
There
you go. Thanks. John Nichols will be on. He's just written a new book. And Bill Moyers has committed some time to be on it.
Oh,
so,
Bill Moyers. There you go. I miss him so much.
Well, listen for him Sunday.
Okay.
I'll tell the producer of the show to say that one of our listeners says he's missed. There you go.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you. And we got plenty of time for some other calls. You have questions, you have comments on the programs that we broadcast on WILL, you give us a call. The number here in Champaign-Urbana, 333-9455. That's for local folks. We also have a toll-free line that's good anywhere that you can hear us. We'll pay for the call, 800-222-9455. And if you would like to send an email, you do that too, will-talk@illinois.edu. Someone told me recently that was a hyphen and not a dash. I was saying dash. What do I know? Will-talk, and that's just another way that you can get your calls in. Again, questions are certainly welcome. I don't know if there's anything that's particularly new that we have been doing lately or anything that's really, you know, sort of coming up here new in terms of changes to the service are probably the last big change, I suppose, was when we started running All Things Considered in Morning Edition on the FM. Mm-hmm. Anything like that in the near future?
Maybe not monumental like that, but...
Well, I think that, you know, there are many things going on that are new. Not all of them relate directly to our on-air. Mm-hmm. A lot of things are going on behind the scenes mm-hmm. related to our communities, related to a web initiative called Will Connect, partnerships with organizations in the area to address issues like childhood obesity and hunger and literacy, that sometimes listeners and viewers may not be fully aware of. They are ways for us to take our programming, both national and local, and apply it more directly to community needs. Mm-hmm. The Route 150 series on radio is an example of more of our focus of getting deeper into our communities and beyond just Champaign-Urbana, but understanding all of the different communities that we serve throughout our region. So we're a series of reports from stories that we're producing on the different towns along Route 150. You're going to hear more of those kinds of efforts in mm-hmm. the coming year. And if you have not gone to the website willconnect.org, you might want to check that out because that's a rich, rich right. site of material right. that's complementary to what we put on our air.
And the way these stories were developed were we held a series of community meetings along Route 150 in selected towns, and we had people tell us, what are the big issues in town? What are you concerned about? What are you proud of? And so that this was a way of us reporting on things that people in the communities themselves told us are the issues they're concerned about. Another thing, David, and I'll talk about this, Saturdays at 6 this month, and we'll repeat these on Saturdays in August, and we're working on making this another 12-week, 13-week series. We're doing a program called Examining Education, and this isn't something new for us to have a community member come in and do a program. Steve Shoemaker does, and you've heard, you know, people like Carol Spindell, who won a national award for her Ivory Coast reporting. But Elizabeth Goldsmith Conley had come to me a while ago with an idea, and she has been involved in education and has access to resources that can complement what we're able to do. And so, but she'd never been on the radio before. And so we worked with her over the course of some months and shaped a program that is called Examining Education, in which she's asking fundamental questions about our education system that are very timely and relevant here, of course, in Champaign-Urbana. How is education funded? How should it be funded? Who decides curriculum? How do we evaluate curriculum? And she has not only guests, national guests, but is also using University of Illinois expertise and resources to put these programs together. So I hope you'll take a listen to them or listen to them online or listen again in August. Saturdays at 6, Examining Education. And this is a way that we're working with the communities, going outside the building here to bring in resources that can help us provide a much a richer experience for listeners.
We have some callers. We have several all lined up here. We're going to get back to them and start in with somebody in Champaign. Line 1, right here. Hello.
My question was about that Saturday at 6 slot. Was removing Commonwealth Club an economic decision? Or?
No. Commonwealth.
Boy, I hate losing that. That's terrible.
Well, you have it back for a while. And it's Well, thanks for that comment. I'll just put that in there. That Commonwealth Club had been kind of a placeholder, I guess, because we had used Saturday at 6 for specials before.
Well, Commonwealth Club is one of the best things you've ever had there. I really like it.
Okay, well, I'll put that down a minute, and that all comes into consideration. So,
thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. And I don't, now, everyone does not have internet access, but I do believe a lot of the Commonwealth clubs are actually available on the internet, so that you can not only listen to them, you can watch them. At least I'm pretty sure that they are, and I'm pretty sure that they have a website.
Yeah,
but of course, not everyone has
Exactly.
Not everyone has that connection.
You know, they like listening to them. Okay, that's a good comment.
All right. Urbana, next, line 2. Hello.
Thanks for doing this show.
Sure.
So here's my list. Morning Edition, of course, All Things Considered. Wait, Don't Tell Me, Says You. Media Matters. I haven't listened to Tavis in a few weeks, but I always enjoy listening to his perspective and point of view. I like the 9 o'clock on point very much, although last night's show was a great show, by the way, talking about videotaping police and the various laws across the country that vary a great deal.
Kind of relevant here, too.
They pointed out how Illinois is one of the most restrictive and punishes at the most extreme level. And I think that's a really important public policy question. And I so much appreciate one of the things you guys do so well is you bring those kinds of issues up in a thoughtful and considered fashion. I spent an entire hour on that topic last night. It's nothing that you're ever going to get from any kind of television program. And then the Cleveland Club is on at, I don't know, before the crack of dawn, it seems like.
It's a city club, yeah.
City club, yeah, the city
Cleveland.
Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always enjoy hearing that when I'm
Sunday
awake.
Morning, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday morning, right. I have a question. Is On Point recorded and rebroadcast
yes.
at that time?
Yes, it's live at, I want to say from like 11 to 1 our time or 10 to noon, something like that. It's in it, right now. It would be on right now on the East Coast is where that comes from.
Okay. So. Well, that's my list, and I just wanted to congratulate you guys and tell you to keep up the good work, and I understand you're working with a threadbare budget, and I appreciate all your efforts.
Well, you know our programming well.
Yeah. Shows you listen. Thanks.
All right. Well,
thank you very much for using all of that.
We'll go on again to Champagne and line 3. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed David Inge's program, and I follow up on a lot of the books that he reviews, and has been quite good. My comment is there any possibility you might consider moving Charlie Rose up from 11 o'clock? Because it's pretty late, and he has an unbelievable guest list. The only place in the world you can really get an in-depth conversation with really important people. And I realize you have all of the repeat Britcoms before that, but you know, it'd be easier for people to watch it if it was a little earlier than 11 o'clock. My wife can't watch it because she can't stay up that late. But you know, he offers an unbelievable guest list that you'd never see anywhere else.
Well, you know, actually, who's sitting here in the studio right now with us as well is Dave Teal, who is our program director for WLTV. So I think he's the guy to respond.
I just stepped in here. And, yeah, I mean, we do get, you know, we do get requests for that. We know that Charlie Rose is definitely, popular there are dedicated fans to the program. As you point out, we do have some British comedies that air at 10 and 10:30. They're pretty popular. They get a sizable audience, and you know, it's always a matter of, well, you know, who do you make angry? So you know, we can do that, and then there would be other people, you know, saying, well, you know, you got rid of my British comedies, or you put them at a time I can't watch them, and so you know, I guess at this point there aren't any plans to move it earlier. There are of course DVRs and other devices to record these shows. So, I mean, you know, you might be able to do that and watch it at a more convenient time.
If they aired during the daytime someplace, would that be attractive to you? There are some public stations that run it, like 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That probably wouldn't be good for us. I just I understand you have competing requirements here, but to me, that's one of the great programs you have. I mean, I of course like the BBC News too as well. But I mean, he gets guests that are just unbelievable. You never see anywhere,
yep.
You know.
And he's a great interviewer.
And he's a great interviewer, and he gets So I stay up and watch it, but I don't really have a DVR recorder that would work for that, so I can't do that. But I just thought it at least register my vote.
Sure,
it's such a great program. It's a shame to have it. It's the 11th hour.
And you're not alone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for taking my consideration here.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, we're looking for your comments and questions on the programs that we broadcast on WILL Radio, TV, what have you. This is a show we do occasionally. We call Talk to the Managers, and here in studio is Mark Leonard. He is our general manager for Illinois Public Media. Jay Pierce, he's the director of created content, and also Dave Teal, who's the program director for TV. And that was just he is here to help in making the appeal to folks to support the station. But actually, that works out pretty well because, again, if people have television questions, you're probably the guy to respond to
them. Perfectly happy to do that.
Well, let's ask people for some money.
Let's do that. I was actually here for.
That's what he's actually here for. We're here. This is our – and we're doing an end-of-year mini drive. So here on Focus, we'll be here today and tomorrow, and that's it. And as I said at the beginning of the program, what's so important, the reason that we're doing it is that – June 30th, end of our fiscal year. The money for next year's programs has to be in the bank, and we're busy trying to raise money. And we set at the beginning of the month, we set a very ambitious goal for the month of June. And, well, we'll see if we can make it or not.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we set a goal of, I believe, $350,000 for this month. And, you know, we're not going to raise it all during Focus or during, you know, the next 4 days. It's all part of an overall fundraising scheme that we do, you know, across all our platforms, television and, of course, multiple radio stations and the internet. So, you know, what we're asking for right now is if this is a program that you value, that you give us a call right now at 217-244-9455. That's different from the number you call to talk to us right now. This puts you in touch with the people who will take your pledge, take your financial support, and help us to put out more programs like this. And, you know, it is my job to toot our horn right now. So I'm gonna toot away and say that, you know, really, how many media outlets are you going to have pretty much the whole senior management staff sitting in one room, taking your questions, taking, you know, your criticisms and concerns. You know, I think that we're doing something, you know, we try to be responsive and we try to, even if we can't make everybody happy all the time, we do at least listen and try to respond. And we hope that you appreciate that and you'll support that effort this morning with your pledge call.
Well, just in response to a call a little bit earlier, someone called in and said, well, do you know, roughly speaking, what percentage of the people who listen are also contributors? And we said that this is an estimate, but we think it's about 1 in 10. And as long as I've been doing this, it's been 1 in 10. A lot of people listen, and, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they're not supporters. But what we'd like to say to folks is, if listening to this show or Morning Edition, all things considered, all the other shows that we have, if it's a real important to you to be able to go over and turn on the radio and have the show there, what we're asking is just for you to pay a little bit of the cost of putting the show on. And if everybody did that, as that caller said, you know, if everybody called in at the basic level, we'd be fine. We wouldn't have budget problems, you know. So you think about, is the station important to you? Can you accommodate it in your budget? You make that decision. But we need the support of as many people as we can, as many of the listeners as we can. So it's real easy. Call us at 217-244-9455. Go online to wellpledged.org, and we hope that you maybe today, oh, say by noon, how about that, that you make that pledge, and it will help us a lot. Hey, thank you very much.
I'll sit tight here.
He's not going anywhere, so okay. If you have television-related questions, that's great. Anything and all you have to say, stuff you like, stuff you don't, you give us a call, and you, one of these guys, or more than one of them, will respond.
And I think people would be interested in knowing, David, as we go, that Personal Care HMO and OAP is now signed on to the 90-day thing.
Okay, this is something that our news department has been following. Yeah. Obviously, a lot of people who work at the university and elsewhere are very concerned about how this was going to play out. So it looks as if it's all in place.
Getting there. Yeah, so Personal Care has joined Health Alliance and HealthLink in the 90-day extension. So we'll have more on that in the noon hour, of course, with our news.
All right. Callers here to talk with in Urbana. We'll have two of them ready to go. Line one. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm calling. I wanted to mention a couple of programs that folks haven't mentioned. I just wanted to put my plug in for them. Mm-hmm. And one is Le Show.
Yeah, Harry Shearer.
Yeah. And my only problem with that is he is such an he's such a clever guy, and he's really a pleasure to listen to. But, boy, I tell you, at 10 o'clock on Sunday night, you really have to listen to him. You know, you have to kind of follow him through his whole deal, whatever he's talking about. And, boy, I get so tired. I usually go to sleep before it's over. And I just wanted to say, though, I really, really like Harry Shearer, and I hope you keep him on. Be great if you'd have him on a little earlier, but I understand that, you know.
You know, I did a poll on that one time a few years ago, and it was like, I don't know, 10 people or something, and it was 10 to 1, keep it at that time. They just loved it at that time.
Really?
I said, should we move it to 7 o'clock?
And no, that's like, because they're a bunch of lefty weirdos. And I still can't stay awake. I understand.
It's that This American Life crowd. That must have been that.
Yeah, that's. I wanted to, you know, I'm sure you'll have comments on that, but I wanted to say I love This American Life, and I also love the times you have that on, by the way. And also another one, I like David Barsamian.
Uh-huh.
I really, really appreciate you guys putting him on the air because he has commentators there that I just don't hear anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to express my, especially my appreciation for you putting him on the air.
Great.
All right, well, Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll just go on again. Here's another person in Urbana, line number two. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to put a plug in for the Tavis Smiley Show. Oh, and by the way, I'm a lifelong since the late 1990s, so I listen to the radio quite a bit and I watch the TV. But I was really upset when Tavis Smiley was cut back to 1 hour because the program that follows him also comes on Saturday. So I didn't know what the deal was with that, whether it was at the national level that the Tavis Smiley Show was cut down to 1 hour or whether we're just only getting 1 hour here in town.
Yeah, you just get 1 hour here in town. There was a reason behind it, but neither Mark nor I made that decision, so I don't think we can comment on that directly. I can tell you some of the science behind figuring that out, and it has to do with the number of listeners that you have for a particular show.
Yeah, I figured that.
And the second hour of Tavis Smiley, I can tell you, had very few listeners compared to the first hour. So the decision was made that, you know, I mean, to be, well, you don't always have to have the most listeners, but you do have to have a decent number of listeners. And so a lot of people were listening to the first hour of the show but not staying for the second hour. And, you know, sometimes you just make the decision. It makes a really good one-hour show. The second hour just kind of people tuned out for some reason. And that happened over a period of time. It wasn't just in, you know, one snapshot. So.
One of the interesting things about public radio is that there are more programs than airtime.
Right.
There's a lot of really, really good programs. And part of the, you know, the challenge of a station is to figure out what schedule, what programs best match that local community's needs. And I think in the case of Tavis Smiley, the decision was, we'll run an hour, but we don't want to commit 2 hours to that one program because there's so many other programs we want to run also.
Oh, that too.
So a diversity of schedule is what we're striving for.
That too, yeah. And so, but the reason that Wait, Don't Tell Me runs twice is because, you know, and it has a very strong audience.
Huge.
Twice. It was to give it more exposure to people who can't listen to it Saturday morning. It's one of the most popular programs on public radio. And so that influences the decision I've got your comment down here.
Yeah. I listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of glad that it repeats because sometimes I don't catch it the first time
right.
it airs. But I was a diehard, I still am a diehard Tavis Smiley listener, and so when they cut down to 1 hour, I was a little bit bummed out. But
yeah, and he's good, and you know, I mean, it could everything's always under consideration, and I've got one scenario sitting on my desk right now that Kate Dolbervolny, before, you know, she retired, we were talking about what to do with, because she was in charge of this kind of scheduling, and so Mark and I are kind of filling in the interim, and we have a search for a new manager. I don't want to make any permanent decisions, you know, until the new person gets here, because you don't want to saddle them with something I decided.
Right.
But, you know, there was talk about moving Tavis Smiley to another time and running the 2 hours again.
Uh-huh.
So that could happen.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but your comment will go into that mix.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoy it.
All right, thank you. We're talking this morning about the programs you hear on the station. We'll be happy to have your comments. We'll have more after a short break. This is Focus. Yes, and it still is Focus. This morning in the second hour, we will talk with Kitty Burns-Flory. She's a writer and wrote an interesting book that came out a couple of years ago. It's about handwriting, about how handwriting developed and how handwriting is taught. And the reason that we started thinking about this was having seen a recent article in the New York Times about the fact that schools don't spend very much time teaching handwriting anymore. And that if you ask young people, those that are of the text and tweet generation, do you write out cursive? So we're not talking about printing. We're talking about like writing out cursive. They say no. And in fact, a lot of people of that age bracket say they can't even read it. We'll talk about why handwriting matters in the second hour of the show today. Tomorrow morning, then, also a couple of how-tos, things that are a fairly regular part of the schedule. First of all, in the first hour, the 10 o'clock hour, is our regular monthly show on money management. And this time around, Kevin Waspy will be in. He's a lecturer in finance in the College of Business at the U of I. Then, if you're having bug problems around the house, we have the guy that can help you. Phil Nixon will be with us. He's an entomologist, extension specialist, deals with that sort of thing. In the home, garden, in the house, you got a bug problem, we can tell you what to do about it. That's tomorrow. We're here weekday mornings from 10 until noon. We have 10 different topics every week. If you want to check out the schedule or listen to past programs that you might have missed, we can do any and all of that for you. And just go to the website. It is WILL.illinois.edu. And this morning, if you have questions, comments about programming on the stations, radio or TV, here in the studio is Mark Leonard, our general manager, Jay Pierce, our director of created content, and special bonus guest, Dave Teal, who's the program director for WILL-TV. And we have several callers here. Go right back at it. Urbana, line number one. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, hi.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a very serious complaint to launch, and that is that almost every day of the week, I have to go to work. And almost every day of the week, I get repeatedly teased by the topics that are going to be considered on David Inge's show. And it's painful.
Well, there is this web archive. You can, I mean, if you have internet and you have the time, you can always listen to them some other time. But it's true, you can't call that way. Sorry about that. I have no solution to offer.
So wait, you get the people at work tease you about the topics we're going to cover, or you get
He means he hears
the teases.
He hears
and can't
the teases,
listen.
The promotional announcements right. for the show, and you can't.
Well,
it.
You
no,
can
sorry about that.
Just put one. Listen to it online.
Morning and tell this. You know, in the first hour we're going to talk about this, and yeah. I think, oh, that'd be great. And in the second hour we're going to talk about that, and I think, oh, that'd be great. But I'll be teaching at that time, and I'll.
Oh, you're teaching.
Oh.
Yeah, teaching. So a computer wouldn't help you. So.
Well, that's I guess over the years, a lot of people have said, "Gee, they're sorry that they can't listen when the show is broadcast." And I guess the best we can do, and we have been doing it for a while now, is the shows are all archived. So you can't. There are podcasts you can sign up for, and then you can go back. And we have years and years worth of shows now on the web archive. So that's the. I'm afraid that's the best we can do.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have, though, I guess.
Sure. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you. On to Atwood, line two. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, well, I feel like I'm just going to be redundant here, but I'm going to follow up on your break announcement as well as the last caller, but really your website is absolutely fabulous. So whenever I miss one of David Inge's shows, I know I can just, go to the web and listen to that while I'm at work or in the car. And I just want to say you've done a really good job with that.
That's nice to hear. Okay. Extending, using the web to extend the value of all of our programs is something we're working really, really hard at.
Yeah, it's really amazing. The podcasts are really great, and I teach a public policy course in the fall, and I have my students write a paper on one of the podcasts of their choice.
Wow.
So I just want to say thank you very much.
Great. Wow. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
To another caller, line three, this is Champagne.
Hi.
Hi.
This actually relates to the television channel, and I was just wondering if the show To the Contrary is still available from PBS, and why, if it is, why we don't have it anymore.
Yeah, it's not on our main channel right now. It is still being produced. It's not on our main channel right now for reasons that, kind of similar to what we've said about other things. We weren't, there wasn't much audience watching it. It is still airing on our World Channel, which is, you know, one of our digital sub-channels, and I don't have the schedule here in front of me right at the moment, but I know it does air, you know, on a weekly basis on World. You know, you may or may not get World. I know that some people don't. If you can pick up our broadcast signal, then you're getting World. And depending if you get you know, Comcast cable carries it, and I think one or two other cable systems as well.
Oh.
So that's where it is right now. And like I said, I just don't have the schedule in front of me.
Do you know if Dish carries it?
Dish does not yet, and that's an issue with Dish that you know, we're going to have to work out.
Yeah. Okay, but Comcast does, so I could conceivably watch it over my computer?
Well, I'm talking about Comcast cable, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right. Again, other questions are welcome. 333-9455, toll-free 800-222-9455. We do have an email from somebody who wanted to know, how do you know how many listeners are listening to a program at a particular time? So you can decide, well, how many people are listening? Is that show serving an audience and so forth? And also here for Dave, someone who says their new faves are on Create TV.
Yay.
Including Christina Cooks. The listener says, we need more healthy cooking shows, and also likes Art Wolf's Travels to the Edge. Great combination of spectacular photography and travel.
Very good. Thanks for the comments.
Good for those. And how do we know who is listening at any particular time?
We pay for rating services on radio, and we have in the past on television, but the Arbitron company and the Nielsen company do surveys that for every market, and we get reports that we use to see where it's working, where it's not, and what the trends are with our audiences.
And I think this is something that we've certainly talked among ourselves about for a long time, is that you're never going to make a big decision based on just one of these reports. What you're trying to do is look at things over a period of time, because sometimes you sort of wonder. Something shows up in one of these reports that really seems out of keeping with what it's been in the past. And you look at it and you say, well, that's kind of odd. Mm-hmm. Is that a real thing? So
you see average
five
of them. Okay. And they're done twice a year. But that's not the only... That's not the only way we decide on a program if it meets our mission, if it's something a community has told us, you know, is a concern in their community, you know, different things like that that go into it. So it's not all based. It's not a giant popularity contest.
It's a tool.
It's not a tool.
It's not the only tool.
And it does. We do like to hear from people.
Absolutely.
People can let us know what they think. And having been in this business for a long time, one of the things I know is that most of the time, if you hear from people, it's because they don't like something. It's not because they're letting you know that something you have done has just been the greatest thing that they've ever heard. So always, we're always interested in what people think. That's why we do shows like this. But anytime people have comments, they can call, they can write us a letter, they can send us an email. We are very interested in what people think and do take that into consideration. Let's talk with Urbana next, line number one. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just called in to say that your talk shows are the best. I'm not a big fan of talk shows, but if we're going to have them, we should have intelligent ones like you do. And we use all the WILL services, the classical music, and, of course, PBS.
Wow.
And I don't know about other people, but in Urbana, we went digital on Comcast this winter. And my rates went up substantially. And that, to me, is a signal that I should give more money to WILL. Because we're paying all this money to get programming, but if we don't have good programming to get, it doesn't do any good.
That's a great point. You know, it's troubling that people pay lots of money for distribution, but a lot of people think that content is free, and that is one of the frustrations, you know, for public media organizations like WILL. I can't imagine 20 years ago that people would think that they would be paying $60, $70, $80 a month for a telephone service. And then on top of that, you know, $80, $100, $120 for cable television, and then internet on top of that. And yet people are. I agree with you. I just wish that people would place the same priority on the service that they use if they do use WILL, AM, FM, TV, or online.
Right. Well, we certainly use it, and we certainly are now giving substantially to it. But I would like to put in a small plug for your sister station also, because we find that WEIU is useful and that we watch them occasionally too.
You're very fortunate. You live in a market where you have multiple services that are complementary to each other. Mm-hmm. WEIU puts on alternative programming to us, and you know, we like to say that in this market you're super served with PBS programming.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Great.
I think that's true. Well, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. We have another caller here. I also got an email I really want to get in because it's somebody who wants to give the thumbs up to agricultural programming, and I really want to read it because I think that the caller makes an excellent point. He says, thanks for the opportunity to provide this feedback. Says, I want to thank the station explicitly for the outstanding agricultural programming created by Dave Dickey and Todd Gleason. He says, I don't think that most listeners outside of the ag and financial industries understand the extremely high level of quality this information has and the national recognition and listenership programs like the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week receive. To have the insights of leading analysts like Mike Zuzlow and many others would cost thousands of dollars every year, but they provide their time because they understand the value of the community that WILL has created. WILL's programming and web content is really the best in the country on a daily basis.
It's signed Dave Dickey, isn't it?
Yes.
We'll
make sure Dave sees that.
From somebody who's listening in your band. And I think that's really true.
I mean,
it's true. It is something else that's very special that WILL does. This is something that we have been doing for a very long time.
Since 1922.
We think of it as being a key element in our programming. And, you know.
And they do it really well.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that if you're not in agriculture, that it's not going to mean very much to you. Mm-hmm. Not in a direct
you.
Sort of way. Well, yes.
Biggest
ultimately
business in the state?
It does.
Mm,
and everybody eats. So
it's a major
really
factor of the economy. Commodity trading is huge, and we deal with the price of your gasoline, the issues concerning ethanol and oil. And it is, if you're in the habit of tuning it out when it comes on, try listening to it sometime, and especially the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week, especially on the weekends. Take a listen to that or access it online and, you know, expose yourself to it a few times and get past the, you know, wheat's up 3.5 or down 2 and get into the analysis of it. And you'll really find out what's driving food prices in the supermarket, gasoline prices at the pump, and all kinds of things. Decisions on how much corn we're going to plant versus beans. One of the big arguments we have that go on, should we be planting corn to make fuel out of, or should that just be food? All of this is covered in those programs. So, you know, I'd suggest giving them a listen.
Yeah. All right. Another caller here, another listener, Kankakee, line number 4. Hello.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. I do enjoy the program, and I certainly agree with the emailer that just sent you the thing, and it definitely wasn't from Dave Dickey. It didn't have that same rhythm. anyway, I enjoy your program. As I said, I love Prairie Home Companion and a few other things. I think you still have that. I hope you do. I did want to make one comment. Maybe a week or so ago or 2 weeks ago, someone called in in reference to a religious painting group that painted houses in the summertime. They hired college kids to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, unfortunately, we can't do that anymore because of the lead abatement regulation. That was a red herring. That the lead abatement thing could be satisfied by having one person out of the entire group take the 4 or 5 hour class and teach everybody else in about 10 minutes how to do it the right way. And I was somewhat upset about that. And I think maybe somebody should call her back and explain to her the real regulations.
Hmm. I'll pass that on to the news department, and when you hear something like that, you know, shoot us an email or something right away.
Because that would add to the story. That would be
a dimension that we did not have that in the story. But I'll pass that along now. Yeah,
I appreciate that. it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, but great station. And another thing, how come in Kankakee you can't get WILL-TV?
It's too far away, I guess.
Well, why don't you move closer?
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. I think Kankakee's right. In the Chicago market. That's why.
Yeah, okay.
So they don't have to
carry us. Thank you very much for your program and your station. And I contribute to it, and I enjoy it immensely.
All right. Well, thank you. We have maybe about 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes left. Someone wants to give us a call. Did you want to say something, Dave, about that?
Yeah, I just was going to say, just on the to the contrary thing, I was able to look up the schedule. It airs on Sundays at 4 p.m. on our World Channel.
There
you
go.
There you go.
Right. And that's
12.2.
Well,
yes.
Getting used to the dots.
Yes.
How many channels do we have now on television?
We have three.
Three. All right. Do you have to be a subscriber to one of the digital TV services to be able to get that?
Well, if you're getting it over cable, you know, there are certain systems that carry all of our digital channels, and then, you know, a lot of the smaller ones don't at this point. But I was going to say too, you know, it is all available for free over the air. If you can pick up our digital signal at all, you're going to get all three of them.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
well, 333-9455, toll free 800-222-9455. We got an email here. It's will-talk@illinois.edu. If you have questions, comments about the programming that we have on WILO radio or TV, you can call. I think we have somebody getting set up right here, and we'll get to them in just a second. And here in the studio is Mark Leonard. He's our general manager. Jay Pierce, he's our director of creative content. And Dave Teal, he's our program director for WILL television.
I just wanted to say that I always thought, and I always think about this, but I've never had a chance to say it, David. When you have Phil Nixon on, Nixon and Bug kind of goes together. Anybody ever brought that up?
No.
Well,
you're dating yourself there, Nixon and Bug, for those people who remember.
Sorry.
Champagne, line one. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling to express my disappointment with your weather coverage. I love the rest of your programming, but I really am very disappointed with the weather coverage. The only time I feel that I get really comprehensive weather is when I'm listening in the noon hour, about 12:40, Celeste Quinn, and she gives a nice summary of what's going on and gives probably an extended 4 or 5 day forecast. But I can't seem to find that kind of coverage any other time during the day. Frequently, and especially in the early morning, I get the current temperatures. I might get the forecast for 1 or 2 days, but that's it. And as a matter of fact, one day last week, the person was reading the weather and got partway through and said, whoops, that's yesterday's forecast. That won't work, and never really recouped on that one. And the time that especially is frustrating to me is on Saturday mornings when you're trying to plan your weekend. I'll listen at 7 and 7:30 and get the news, and then they go into the sports, and then sometimes they give the weather, sometimes they don't.
Well, I'll help you on the weekends. The weather is at 18 past the hour and 38 minutes past the hour. That's when we do the weather on the weekends, and it should be a full weather forecast with temperatures. It should be. And if it's not, you know, I'll check on that and make sure we're enforcing that.
Is there any way you can switch the weather to come right after the news instead of doing the sports right after? For example, if somebody's listening to the news and they want to hear what the weather is.
You mean on the weekend?
Yeah.
We just do the weather does come right after the sports. The sports is at 34 past.
No, she wants the
weather
right after
the
news.
There's not really enough time. We only get like a minute and a half or 2 minutes to do the news. And so they give a weather headline then, and then it's really at 18 and 38 past that we do it, and also at a minute till the hour. But, you know, I'll pass along your comments and we'll see. On the weekdays, we're supposed to be doing a little bit more than just the forecast at 4:30, like at about 4:35 and 5:35. And then in the morning, we do in the 5 o'clock hour, and then at half past, well, we do a minute of weather at 9 minutes past each hour, and then at 34 minutes past each hour, we do a little bit, but maybe we could do a couple of minutes then, like Celeste does in the noon hour. Maybe that would work, and I'll talk to Tom Rogers about that, who is in charge of that. But,
yeah, I would really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Obviously, we miss having the full weather coverage that we had. Everybody does. But even anything you can do to improve the current, because lots of times people are trying to plan ahead and plan what they're going to do in the next couple of days, or if they're going to do outdoor projects or go someplace, especially during the summer. And they may not be listening until the 18 minutes after or 38 minutes after.
Yeah, we're kind of limited though by the network. That's they only give us a couple of minutes at a time to pop in.
Okay.
It's kind of tough. We gotta kind of parcel it out. But I'll talk to Tom.
Yeah, anything they can do to improve it would greatly appreciated.
All right.
Thanks.
We're going to have to stop. I'm sorry, we have one more person we can't take. But we're always looking for your comments. You can email us. You can drop us a note. You can call. And I actually think that if Dave or Jay or somebody is available, they'll actually take a phone call or try to get back to you. When we say we're interested in what you think, we really mean it. Not just at the time when we're asking for money, but truly, we mean it. So you have comments, questions, you pass it on to us. We want to say thanks here to Mark Leonard and Jay Pierce and Dave Teal. We have Dave a minute and a half here to remind people just how important their support is.
Right. So right now, to be very quick, call 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support to keep focus on the air. And, you know, David Inge.
Oh, that's okay. I'll answer to that.
Bringing you, 10 topics a week. You can also, of course, go online at willpledge.org. And if you listen to this program, you know, either over the internet while it's happening live or via our archive at will.illinois.edu, we hope you will also take that extra moment to go over to willpledge.org and make that pledge.
All right. We'll take a break here, as we usually do. We'll have an update on the markets for you. Then we'll be back. Stay tuned.